Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today is Lindsay Pasuti with the Guthrie County Arts Council, here to talk about preparations for Art in the Village, held in Panora June 3rd. Art in the Village, it's actually coming up right on top of us here, June 3rd, and we have a couple deadlines coming up for that, actually. One for artists. And first of all, let's talk about that. You know, there might be some local artists listening or someone who knows a local artist. How do people get involved with Art in the Village, and you know, what can they expect from that experience?
We have a website, GuthrieCountyArtsCouncil.org, and there's a tab for Art in the Village. And so you can hop on the web and see images from past events, such as the artists and musicians that have been involved in the past events. And then there is a PDF to download for applications. So it's all right there if you are looking for more information.
What is the deadline to apply for the event as an artist?
The application deadline is next Monday, April 17th, and that's the requested deadline. Occasionally, we'll have to extend the deadline, so we're hoping to get a good idea of the artists that have applied by then to know what sort of mediums we'll need to work extra hard at to get some variety of artists there.
Mm-hmm. And that variety is something we've discussed a little bit, or you've mentioned things like glass blowing, pottery, photography. A lot of different things have come to Art in the Village historically.
Yes, definitely. We've really done a good job of extending personal invitations to various artists to try to get a good variety at the event. So it's not just a certain kind of medium that we get oversaturated with that's pretty common. We do our best to get a good variety, and whether that's extending that personal invitation, hey, I saw you here, or I've heard of you, it'd be really great for you to come to Panora. That's kind of a casual conversation that we extend the invitation to have them join us.
From a visitor's perspective for this event, Art in the Village, obviously held at the Guthrie County Historical Village in Panora. And there's quite a few things, not only the artists selling and displaying their art, but there's also musical performances throughout the event. Right.
Yeah, we like to say that there's really just about something for everybody. I mean, you could be someone that doesn't like music, doesn't like art, and just wants to stay at home that day, and that's fine. But we do work hard to have a good, diverse event. So live music all day, and then various artists set up throughout the village. We've worked to get some youth activities there, kind of make and take sort of things as well. And then food of some sorts. We've had wine there. So it's kind of a come and hang out with us that day, bring a lawn chair, stay a while, come for the art, stay for the music, enjoy yourselves, and bring your kids too.
How did this all really get started, and how many years have we been doing this here in Guthrie County now?
This is going to be our 6th annual Art in the Village. I have been the coordinator for this will be my 5th year. So actually the first year, I only participated as an artist myself. And it was just one of the first things that the Arts Council did and tried to do. There's a lot of communities that have art shows. And we have a beautiful venue, the Historical Village in Panora. So we gave it a go as Art in the Village. And this being our 6th year, it's grown steadily each year. But we try to maintain good quality and good fun for the community, and then hope to get some visitors from outside the community as well.
So just give us an idea, some of the logistics of this. What time will the show begin?
The overall event is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we have live music going throughout the day with short breaks in between so that the musicians can set up and things, and we can make some announcements. Artists will start getting there a couple hours ahead of time to set up so that they are all ready to go for you to come and check out their art right at 10. There will be a noon meal, and then whatever's left over throughout the day, there will be food that way, and it's just a full packed day. Music going all the time and art there the whole time.
And with that music, we actually have an idea of what that's going to look like already. Can you share with us a few of the musical acts people will be able to see?
Yeah, we've got some local artists, musicians coming. So Nancy DeWernette, Mason Jar, Brick Immerman, Annie Kemble, and Dale Menning and the Stardusters are our names this year for musicians.
As artists are applying to this, this is kind of interesting, actually. In order to kind of ensure the quality and make this event as enjoyable for everyone, those who participate and those just who visit This is a juried event. And I had never heard that term before I started conversing with you a little bit about this event. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. I guess juried might be a scary word, but I don't want to scare anyone away from putting themselves out there to attend this event to see what it's about, and then also put themselves out there to apply to attend and display their work. So juried really is just more of a formality for the application process. So we are asking to receive information about potential artists to better understand the type of artwork that they produce and where they're at with their amateur versus professional status sort of thing, just so we can get a better idea of what to expect. And so we ask for an application, just a few questions about the artwork. We ask for photos. Really, it's just for us to better understand what we can present to the public for the event. We would have the right to refuse someone with the application, but so far we haven't had to do that. We've had a good pool of applicants the past few years and everything's worked out. But in worst case scenario, basically, we have a bunch of artists that all are in one medium and we feel that it's too much for the event. We would be able to say, sorry, we're full in this medium. Maybe next year would be better. Or if there's someone that the quality isn't quite there, they maybe need another year to refine their skills. We can work with them on that side of things too. So we're sending the message that we care about the event. It's a quality event for everyone. And we want to be able to promote the artists that are there by getting some information and some photos from them. And we attract artists from outside of the area too that do travel around the state and the Midwest to go to shows and to sell their work. So we want to be able to present our event to them as well, saying, you know, this is a place that you want to be too.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Lindsay Pasuti for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.